Hey, listeners, welcome to another episode of the Kids Ministry 101 podcast. I'm your host, Chuck Peters. I've stepped away for a few episodes and asked my good friend Jeremy Carroll to fill in and guest host for a few of those, but I'm excited to be back with you today. It's fun, you know, sometimes to step away from the everyday or from the regular and kind of get some new inspiration and then come back to life. There's something good about that, right, Trey? That to just kind of step away for a little while and clear your head, it's just good for you. So we're here today and I'm back and I'm excited about our topic for the day. I have another good friend who's joining us, Andrew Hudson. Andrew Hudson is the brand manager for Bible Studies for Life at Lifeway. He's also a media guy. He leads out the marketing media team. You guys do more than just marketing stuff, Andrew, but tell us just a little bit about the media side of your job.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm a little bit sad that I missed out on the Jeremy Carroll episodes, but I'll deal with you too. That's fine.
You know, it is what it is.
The media department is a fun group of creative guys. So we'll do anything from marketing videos to camps videos to event videos and everything that, you know, isn't a product.
Yeah.
Comes through my table.
Well, we do with Lifeway Kids, we do quite a lot of work with you, and I have really appreciated our friendship and partnership and projects and things like that. I'm a, you know, a lot of our
Likewise.
Listeners know I'm a media guy. I'm a video guy from a prior, not like a past life, but from like a prior chapter. That's what I'm trying to say. Earlier chapter, which feels like it was a whole other lifetime ago, making media. And so, but it's, man, I just have a great time connecting with you. But you also, you have many hats that you wear. So you lead the media team here at Lifeway. If anyone who's attended our Etch conference, especially our Etch Live that we just did last year, your team produced all of that awesome video in California and Chicago and all over, plus the live broadcast that we did. So they've seen your work.
That was a fun, big, big project.
It was. It was both big and fun, and it turned out fantastic. I was so pleased with that. But so anyhow, but you also wear a hat in publishing, and so you're a brand manager, and so you oversee the Bible Studies for Life brand, kids, students, and adults. We have quite a lot of our listeners who are users of Bible Studies for Life Kids here on the Kids Ministry 101 podcast. And so tell us just a little bit about your heart for Bible Studies for Life.
Absolutely. So thank you, first off, for even considering Bible Studies for Life as a curriculum in the kids space. It is a humongous brand, and it's baffling often for me to remember the individual church. And then you multiply that individual church by 28,000 churches that use our curriculum every single week. And so my role in Bible Studies for Life is almost like a brand ambassador. So I get to go and talk about how great it is or how it could work in your context. And so it's just a fun job to be boots on the ground, talking with churches and getting to share a little bit about it.
Yeah, it's definitely a cool job that you have where you get to talk about that with people. Tell me, what is it about Bible Studies for Life, kids in particular, that makes you so enthusiastic about it? What's unique about Bible Studies for Life in the kids space?
Okay, so, and this is not fluff, I promise you. This is legit my favorite thing that we do at Lifeway in any brand. Hands down, my favorite thing is the levels of biblical learning.
Absolutely.
So I've got a four-year-old little girl, and what the levels of biblical learning is, it's a cognitive ability. That we line up the studies per the cognitive ability of the user. And so I've got this four-year-old little girl that doesn't need to be learning at the same level as a high school student because she wouldn't understand it. And the flip side of that is true too, is you don't need to be teaching a high school student at the same level that I would teach my four-year-old little girl. And so cognitively, we have set up all of the different age levels in Bible Studies for Life to appropriately and relatably line up for the end user. Yeah. Hands down, my favorite thing.
Absolutely. If you use Bible Studies for Life, you are already in love with the levels of biblical learning. If you're just learning about it, guys, I would invite you to check out the levels of biblical learning. The construct, the framework of the, we call the LOBL, because it's a lot to say, levels of biblical learning, every time you want to talk about it. The construct of the LOBL applies no matter what resource you teach. So it, just the concept, what it does is it identifies 10 biblical concepts at now 8 different age levels from birth all the way through high school, and helps you understand what kind of words and language to use to teach in a way that's age appropriate. So there's a cool interactive website. You can see all this stuff. It helps you communicate to parents how, what kind of words and language they might use and your teachers. And you can find the free downloads and all kinds of cool stuff at lifeway.com/LOBL. Or if you're a long form person, lifeway.com/levels of biblical learning, although that's a whole lot to type.
Any dashes in there for that?
No, there's no dashes.
No dashes.
So now we did say you wear many hats. So in addition to your role on the media team, and in addition to your role with Bible Studies for Life, you also have a podcast that you host, which coincidentally is also a great big mouthful to say.
That's right. So
the podcast is called Discipleology.
Yeah, yeah.
Discipleology.
It's hard to say, but it's really good. It's really fun. You know, the first 2 seasons we did, we had Michael Kelly, who's now a senior vice president of Lifeway. And he and I would interview churches across the country and figure out how they were doing discipleship. When Michael moved up in the company, he couldn't have time for my little podcast anymore. Sure. And so I brought on 2 new co-hosts this season, Mary Wiley, who is in charge of marketing for B&H Books. And so she is wise beyond her years. And I also brought Chris
Surratt. Mary Wiley, coincidentally, former member of the Lifeway Kids team.
There you go.
So prior to the role she's in now, she was on our team embedded in Lifeway Kids. So we love, shout out to Mary Wiley. Yeah, Mary, way to go.
And Chris is in charge of all the small groups, I think, for the entire country. Like, he is such a savant for small groups. And so my job truly is to just sit back and let Mary and Chris talk. And I make sure that the experts are talking in the room. But another really fun thing that we've decided to do this season for Discipleology is we're filming it. So not only can you listen to us on whatever podcast platform that you're used to, Stitcher, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, but now you can also go on Facebook or YouTube and watch us. And so it's a fun, different experience because, you know, we're in different settings each time, and we're, we see different facial expressions and the way that I talk with my hands all the time. And so it's just a fun, different way to experience what we're talking about.
Yeah, great. Cool. Well, Discipleology, again, hard to say. And word on the street is all equally hard to listen to. Is what they say.
Come on.
Because of you. That had to be repeated. It had to be. Michael Kelly, I think, said that first, right? So Discipleology, I can't tell you how to spell that, listeners, but discipleology.com. If you can find it, it's worth the search. Google it, search it, find it, locate it. Listen to Andrew and Mary and Chris. Great people, all 3 of them. I wanted to have Andrew on today, 1, because he's just fun, but 2, to talk about some of the things that you talk about on Discipleology here on the Kids Ministry 101 podcast. And so specifically today, just list off for us, Andrew, some of the topics that you have covered recently. Just rattle off the topics that you guys talk about.
Sure. So the Discipleology, the podcast, is a podcast where we just talk about all things discipleship. And so what we do is we take different topics, turn them into a real world application, and then we see how it fits within discipleship. So far we've already talked about community and happiness and doubt and adoption and women in the Bible. And so all of these episodes, we try to figure out what is the crux that makes it work within discipleship.
Yeah, awesome. I love the mix of topics you talk about. And honestly, as leaders, we need to listen to things like this that are not specific necessarily to ministry level strategy, how to be a great kids minister. That's what we want to talk about here on Kids Ministry 101. But for all of us, we really need to be listening and wrestling with issues of things like discouragement and doubt and purpose and how to do and equally targeting church and home. Some of those things have apply to us as ministry leaders, but others to us as just as followers of Christ as we live out our faith in our own lives. And so, man, I'm enthusiastic about what you're doing and excited. And today I wanted to just take one topic and just go with you just a little bit deeper into it for our audience. And so the topic that I want to talk about today is about community. And it's so easy for us as leaders, as kids ministry leaders especially, to find ourselves feeling isolated, one, within the church. Often the kids ministry is in a separate wing, sometimes in a different building than the rest of the church. Sometimes kids ministry leaders are not always at the table with senior ministry leaders. We don't often interact with others who are doing what we do. And so as a leader who's responsible over the kids ministry, we may not have a network with other kids ministry leaders in other churches. And so it can be very easy to find ourselves isolated. And so I wanted to spend a little time with you just for our audience talking about and encouraging them to not give up on community. So what is it, Andrew? Why is it that we as Christians need to have community? We're not meant to be lone rangers?
I love that you pluralized lone ranger. We're absolutely not meant to be alone. Right. So David in Psalm 133 says, how delightfully good it is when brothers live in unity. And that's all that community is. It's with unity. Welcome to community. So one thing that came out of just organically as we have been doing this podcast is a lot of discipleship and a lot of community boils down to just two very simple things. One, a little bit of intentionality will go a long way. And number two, you've got to be available. So intentionality and availability. With those two things, you can build really, really solid community.
So tell me what you mean about intentionality. Let's double click in on that. So I would kind of imagine that what that means is how you use that time when you find it.
Absolutely it is. But it's not when you find it, it's when you create it. So yes. I'm going to intentionally, I'm going to make the time. I'm going to fight through the awkward stage of trying to introduce myself to my next door neighbor. There's a fun story that happened in our neighborhood. I like to consider myself a manly man. And so I went outside one afternoon and our tree was a little extra. It was a little too much. And so I took my chainsaw out and
Do you have a chainsaw? Okay, first of all, man points for you there. Is it electric?
I have three chainsaws.
Yeah.
One of which is electric.
Okay, because you lose points on electric.
Okay.
And chainsaw, you lose points. Because the electric chainsaw goes... The real chainsaw goes, you know, nobody's afraid of the electric chainsaw massacre, right? No. Okay. So three chainsaws.
Oh my goodness.
Go ahead. You went outside and your neighbor unplugged it and you lost your man.
Right. Right. So I climbed up in this tree and I started hacking away and I dropped one of the limbs on our deck and my wife came outside and she said, do you need help? And my response was, I don't know. I don't know if I need help right now because I don't want to say yes. I'm not going to ever admit that. But I knew deep down that I needed to humble myself and ask for help. And so my wife reached out to our community group of our next door neighbors and said, will one of you please come over here right now? And you know, as what I would have done is like, oh, I'm dropping whatever I'm doing to come see Hudson up in a tree. And so we, you know, everybody started trickling into our backyard and, you know, I got a good ribbing about it. But what ended up happening was I didn't know that a guy three doors down is a professional tree feller. And so he just said, get out of the tree. And let me take this for you. And as a neighborhood community group, we took down that tree that afternoon. And I ended up carrying a lot of logs instead of chopping trees. But the idea was that it took a lot of time for us to get to that spot. It took a lot of awkward conversations. Mm. It took a lot of uneasiness. But what we needed to do was be intentional in loving on our neighborhood and be available for, you know, when we wanted to have, you know, we have potluck dinners about once a month that are socially distanced right now. And so we still try to get together to just be with each other. We want to live in unity.
Yeah, that's great. That's a great picture that there's a little bit of vulnerability that's a part of this too.
Oh, it's huge.
Because you have to, in order to be available, right, and you have to be, you have to admit that you need people in your life. Yeah. In the kids space, in the ministry space in particular, I like to say that as a kids ministry leader, you need three things. You need three kinds of people. You need players. So you need people who are your team, who are in the room with you, who are side by side with you, who partner with you in your mission and purpose and ministry so that you're not trying to do all that alone, right? We need people with different skill sets who offset our weaknesses with their strengths. So you need players. You need prayers. We need to, not just prayers, but prayers, people who pray for your ministry, whether they have any ability or interest in kids ministry at all. You just need people who believe in you, who support you, who want to encourage you and pray over the ministry that you're doing with children, even if they're never present in the room. And the other is you need friends. We all need to have people in our lives that we open up to with our anxieties, with our insecurities, who can speak into our lives. And it's so easy to feel like we have to have it all together if we're on staff, that we can't be a real person to anybody. We also have a very real barrier in that a lot of times when ministry's happening, we're working. And so we have to be even more intentional, as you're saying, with those friendships, because they're not just going to happen during the ministry slots that the church has established. Do you have some tips for us, Andrew? How can we maybe be intentional about that from a position of a ministry leader to find those friends that we need to have?
Well, I think that's great. I do think that you missed a chance for your famous alliteration with pa-friends.
Pa-friends.
Or how about just partners? So intentionality.
Just people.
How about that? Yeah. Intentionality. In that, man, you would be shocked to know how easy it can be. A simple text message to say, hey, I'm thinking about you or I'm praying for you. Drop a postcard, a handwritten postcard in the mail to your leaders will go. So, and don't make it copy paste, make it intentional to what they're going through. But it's the small little touches that just show that you're human and they're human and that y'all are doing this together. This is not I'm the leader, you're the volunteer. This is, man, we're doing ministry together.
Yeah.
And so that is what's going to help, again, trying to build that community through some intentionality. And just loving on the volunteers. Do you say loving on? Trey, cut that part out.
Yeah, go ahead. That's all right. You're losing, man, that's your electric chainsaw word there.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah. No, so but truthfully, you're saying build relational connection.
Absolutely. And it doesn't take much. And it doesn't have to be anything grand either. Like, you don't need to have a giant, huge party to bring friends over. No, it's the small little things. I would rather you be consistent than spectacular.
Good word. That's a really good word, because honestly, sometimes we look at the need and we think, you know, we have to do it on a big scale or it doesn't count.
That's right.
And so what I hear you saying is quality time is better than quantity, either in number of connections or in even how maybe the frequency of those connections. It's more important to make good connections with real people.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
Well, yeah, this idea of community is, I think it's a hard one for us, because it's kind of like in the kids space, we're, as leaders, we can see community happening all around us, but oftentimes it's easy for us to feel like we're on the outside of that. You know,
yeah, and I think that also, like, you see the kids and you want them to have community. You
look at
the groups of the little groups of kids that you're like, man, I'm glad that they're having fun. And then you end up having all of your parent volunteers hanging out on the outside of the edge of the circle. And there is a real chance to build community, not only with those kids, but also with the adult leaders like that. You've got to pour into the families, and you've got to pour into the adults of the room, because you've got an hour or 2 hours a week with these kids. And how much more time do the families have with these kids? So not only are you ministering to the kids, but you're absolutely ministering. It's a family ministry.
It's really creating a culture of belonging.
Absolutely.
And I think, honestly, that is one of the deepest things that we all want to feel as members of a church, as attendees, as kids, but as leaders also. We want to feel that we belong wherever we are. And so just being aware of that desire that people have, we can take steps to help our kids feel that they belong. Part of that is not just teaching. It's not just preaching at them with content. It's building, giving opportunity to intentionally help kids connect with each other so they feel a sense of belonging. It's knowing that somebody knows your name and somebody knows your need and somebody knows your situation, and that they miss you when you're not there.
That's
and
right.
I think that's
what you recognize that they're not there.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they notice that you're not there in the first place. And we all want that.
Absolutely.
And so, yeah, we can create that for others and for kids, but for families as well. To have that sense of connection with one another is a great thing, because although we often put the focus on ourselves, I feel isolated or lonely, we need to know that everybody feels that. And so we can help, if we can help parents connect with one another, that is a fantastic extension of our ministry as kids leaders.
You know, Chris Surratt, and I think it was in the community episode, we start talking about the one another's, and that the phrase one another's out of Jesus's mouth, it was exactly who we needed to reach. So everybody needed to be in community with the one another's. I also have a free ebook that your listeners are more than welcome to on how to build community. So if you go to BibleStudiesForLife.com, we've got a link in the show notes for you that you can download the free ebook. And it's got the story of me chopping down a tree in it, so you can skip over that part. But it's a pretty great resource to help you start in this journey.
Well, we will also capture that URL for the ebook in the show notes for this episode, along with the, if you can't figure out how to spell it and don't want to Google it, discipleology.com link. So if you want to find the show notes, listeners, however you're listening to this podcast right now, if you want to find the home of the Lifeway Kids Ministry 101 podcast, it is at kidsministry101.com. Click on podcast. You'll find this episode there. And then you can just click on the link, and you can find all the good things that Andrew has brought for us. So do that. Ebook could be really cool to have that on hand and then share that with other people around you. Because I think the next best thing to you being the person who wants to create community is creating a culture where everyone wants to create community.
That's right. That's right. We did a whole series on how to pray, how to journal, how to fast, how to build community. And so this is one of these books. And so I think they're all great, honestly. And so I didn't write all of them, a lot smarter people than I did. So I hope they are a blessing to each of you.
Well, fantastic. Andrew, dude, thank you for your time. Thanks for coming on. Thank you for
Anytime.
The work that you do for us in making outstanding media and for leading in Bible Studies for Life. But also in this new, cool, newish podcast, Discipleology, that is finding an audience. And so I'm excited to help our people find that location where they can find encouragement And guys, I want to encourage you to check out discipleology.com and Andrew, Chris, and Mary over there. Don't leave us for sure, but add it to your listening list for your podcast consumption, and I'm sure that it'll be a blessing to you. Look for the links in the show notes of this episode at kidsministry101.com, and we will see you back next time for another episode right back here on the Kids Ministry 101 podcast.